between Israel and Hamas, but it's believed talks have reached an impasse. Meanwhile, the health ministry in Gaza, which is run by the militant group, says more than 15,000 people have died since October the 7th. Many civilians in the south of the territory have been forced to leave their homes since the bombardment by Israel began. Nibal Farsak is from the Palestine Red Crescent Society.
It's winter and people are even lacking winter clothes along with blankets and mattresses. We have seen thousands of people sleeping on the ground with their children in schools, in hospitals as well.
An 84-year-old man has died after an explosion at a house in Edinburgh last night. Neighbours say their houses shook and the blast could be heard from miles away. The Ministry of Defence says British soldier Major Kevin McCall has died while off duty in Kenya. The 32-year-old had served in Europe, the Middle East, the Falklands and Africa. The Met Office has issued a new amber warning for frequent snow showers for the northwest of England. It covers the coastal area to the west of Carlisle and will last until midnight. In sport, Arsenal are hoping to extend their lead at the top of the Premier League by beating Wolves. Live to Mike Lawrence at the Emirates Stadium.
Arsenal 2, Wolves 0. It's going to form so far. The home side came out of the traps flying. Early goals on 6 and 13 minutes from Bukayo Saka and Martin Odegaard put them in control. Wolves keeper Jose Sarr went off injured. Dan Bentley is on, while Gabriel Martinelli almost made it 3 but struck the post. Half time, Arsenal 2, Wolves 0.
Burnley are 2-0 up against fellow strugglers Sheffield United, who are down to 10 men, and Hearts lead Kilmarnock 1-0 in the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
The time is 2 minutes past four. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Shubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our two.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to be a very cold Saturday night and early Sunday morning. Areas of fog and freezing fog are likely to persist overnight. Skies clearing from the west later, allowing a widespread frost to form. Cloud will spread eastward in the early hours, bringing out breaks of rain, sleet and perhaps some snow in hilly areas. Minimum temperature overnight is minus 4 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow is going to be warmer than it's been today, but it's still going to be cloudy and a bit cold. Spells of rain and sleet, although these are likely to clear by early afternoon. There might be some more rain towards dusk, though. Maximum temperature tomorrow is 7 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Right, so now I can bring you a half-time report from our featured non-league game, which is Hutton, the current leaders in the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South. They are entertaining Enfield Borough at New Lodge this afternoon, and Andy Gardner is down there watching the action.
Here at a very cold New Lodge, it is Hutton 0, Enfield Borough 0, first versus 18th. But the visitors done very well in this first half and a couple of chances. Had the better, certainly, of the first 20 minutes. And Sedel had a shot that just fizzed wide after 4 minutes. Hutton responded with Josh Boxall. Should have done better, but he blazed high and wide after 22. And then Freddie Gard flashed a low drive in, which was pushed past the post by the Borough keeper. Enfield came back into it again, and Adams had a free header from a corner which went over the top. Other than that, chances few and far between. Say Hutton need to win this game today to stay top, you feel, because Clapton community right on their tail, just a point behind, are playing the bottom side today. So Hutton will need to win this to stay top, you feel. And they haven't done enough so far in this first half. And Enfield, good value at the moment for the 0-0 score here at New Lodge.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. We'll hear again from Andy at the full-time whistle. This month, that was number one, December 1981, The Human League and Don't You Want Me. A very warm welcome if you've just tuned in. It's 9 minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this show is Phoenix Sport. Good to have you along. And second halves have got underway in the football matches that kicked off at 3 o'clock. Got a couple of late half times that came through. Gillingham 2, Charlton 0. Might have upset on the cards down at Priestfield in the FA Cup with the duels from League 2 leading the Addicts from League 1. And it's half-time at Parkside in the National League South, where the current score is Aveley 1, Farnborough 1. We've got one early second-half goal in the Premier League, and it's come at the G-Tech Community Stadium, where Brentford have gone in front in their match against Luton. It's Neil Mopay for the Bees, 5 minutes into the second half. Can't see any other goals at the moment, but I'll keep an eye out for those. In rugby, meanwhile, just to check on the latest scores, it's restarted in English Premiership match between Bath and Exeter Chiefs. It's currently 17-10 to Bath. And in the United Rugby Championship, it's currently Cardiff Rugby 17, Scarlets 19, and Lions 18, Dragons 10. That is a half-time score. Don't forget, later on, I'll have all the results from the local rugby. Not sure how much of it has survived the weather, to be honest, so could end up being a free print feature, but we shall find out a bit later on. There has just been another goal in the FA Cup, and it's come at London Road, where Peterborough of League 1 are hosting Doncaster Rovers of League 2. And it's Ephraim Mason-Clark who scored the second goal for Posh on 53 minutes. There's also been another goal in the tie between Bolton and Harrogate, and that's come from Unlundulu. Daniel Unlundulu has scored for Bolton 4 minutes into the second half. They're winning by 4-1. And also in the FA Cup, an All League One affair at Sixfield. No, that's not in the FA Cup, actually, it's in League One. I've just noticed. I didn't actually think there were any League One games today. I assumed that was an FA Cup tie. Forgive me for that. But it's Northampton 0, Portsmouth 3. So Pompey 3 goals to the good in that one. Brand new music now, and a great new song from Lenny Kravitz. This one's called TK421.
Market Science and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7am to 10am on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98.
One half-time score, it was delayed coming through. I don't think the half-time was delayed. I think the score just came delayed for some reason. The Aspects Arena, great start for Concord Rangers against Lewis in the ESPN Premier League. They are 2-0 up. I understand the second half has just got underway in that one. Also having a great afternoon so far, Bolt Wanderers are now 5-1 up against Harrogate Town in the FA Cup. Dan Ndulu has scored his second. He scored both of those in the space of 4 minutes. Incidentally, the second one coming in the 52nd after John Dyer Bavarsson, his striking colleague, scored a hat-trick in the first half. In the Premier League is now Brentford 2, Luton now nil, Luton Town nil, I meant to say. Carlton Morris of Luton has unfortunately for the Hatters put the ball through his own net on 57 minutes. And in the FA Cup, now Morecambe have doubled their lead at Wycombe Wanderers, and it's Tom Bloxham who has scored Morecambe's second on 56 minutes. It's
1, 2.
Song.
as I can. Whoa, running man, running for home.
Great song. Summer of 1978, that was in the charts. Lindisfarne, Run for Home. And before that, we heard the Beatles, and now and then. 27 minutes past four, which means I've got to do the travel shortly. But news of a few more things in the football. Billericay Town equalised at week eight, and Finchley Frankie Merrifield just before the out. And what a turnaround for Chelmsford City at Bath City in the National League South. They were 2-0 down at one stage, but the Claverts are now winning 3-2. They won a penalty converted by Freddie Hockey, and Hockey scored his second as well, so we'll put them 3-2 in front. FA Cup second round, Sutton United 1, Horsham 0. Dion Pereira for Sutton after 64 minutes. And what an afternoon for Concord Rangers in the ESPN Premier League. They're 3-0 up now against Lewis Simo and Bonqui after 55 minutes for the Beach Boys. Brentwood Town have gone a goal down at Brightley Sea Region in the Isbian North. Dominic Lock for Region after 68 minutes. Blackburn have equalised at Sheffield Wednesday, and it's Sammy Smodic, currently the top scorer in the Championship, who has levelled the scores for Rovers on 65 minutes. Also levelling the scores, Motherwell in their match against Dundee in the Scottish Premiership, and it's Beavis Mugabe who has scored for Motherwell on 68 minutes. And just one more to report. Hashtag have now gone 3-0 up at home to Canvey Island. It's Misha Jamali on 67 minutes for the Tags. Right now the time is 28 minutes past four.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Having a look at what's happening on the roads, first of all, we're still busy on Billericay High Street in between Sun Street and the junction for Western Road and Norsey Road. Was busy on the M11 London bound between junction 7 and 6, but the traffic's all moving okay there now. As is the A127 westbound between Rady Weir and Fair Glen. Epping, the High Street is still a bit busy there. Crown Hill and Rayleigh is busy going up towards the High Street. Harlow, there was some slow traffic on the A414 Canes Lane going up towards North Wheel Market, but that's eased up now. Still busy on Parkway eastbound in Chelmsford between Rainsford Lane and High Bridge Road. And a couple of the approaches to the Army and Navy, the Baddow Bypass Pass and Baddow Road are still busy. So turning our attention to public transport, and on Greater Anglia, in connection with construction work for the new Bewley Park station, there is no service between Chelmsford and Witham all weekend. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree are terminating at Witham, and there are replacement bus services in operation. Connecting train services will operate between Chelmsford and Liffelsdry via Riggerston, and also serving Shenfield and Stratford. And just a reminder that strike action by the ASLEF union is affecting services on the C2C line today. Maximum of 2 trains per hour. Check before you travel. And on TfL, meanwhile, London Overground has no service all weekend between South Tottenham and Barking Riverside. DLR has no service all weekend between Poplars, Trafford International and Benton and Woolwich Arsenal. You can use the Jubilee line between Stratford, West Ham and Canning Town, or replacement buses instead. Circle Line still has some delays due to train cancellations, and the Circle Line has also has delays due to a shortage of trains. But you can use tickets on London Buses, Chiltern Railways, Great Western Railway and Greater Anglia, London Overground and the Elizabeth Line. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. Getting back to the football, and Oxford City in the National League have pulled one back in their match against Maidenhead United, but they are losing by 4-1. Elsewhere, Aveley are now back in front against Farnborough. They're winning 2-1. Manny Ogunrindi has scored his second, and Aveley's second down at Parkside in the National League South. FA Cup, Stevenage have gone in front against Port Vale, fellow League One side. Jamie Reid for Steve Evanside on 69 minutes. And there's been a red card at Elland Road in the Championship game between Leeds and Middlesbrough. It's Anthony Dyke Steele has been sent off for Borough in the second half. So Michael Carrick's side are now down to 10 men.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
On a Saturday afternoon, Phoenix 98 FM, this is Phoenix Sport. I'm John Chubb, and that was Duran Duran. Great new song from them, Black Moonlights. Aveley are now 3-1 up against Farnborough in the National League South. Alex Hernandez scoring their third at Parkside in the 66th minute. FA Cup is Sutton United 2, Horsham 0. Dion Pereira, who scored their first one as well, he has doubled their lead 16 minutes from time. Billericay Town have fallen behind though. Wingate and Finchley in Isthmian Premier League. Wingate and Finchley scoring a second goal 19 minutes from time. The FA Cup, Doncaster have pulled one back at Peterborough through Mo Farah, but League One hosts Posh are still winning by 2-1. And in the Premier League, it's now Burnley 3, Sheffield United 0. A much needed 3 points heading the way of Vincent Kompany and his Clarets up at Turf Moor this afternoon. Zeki Amdouni has scored their third on 73 minutes. Elsewhere, just looking at the latest scores in the rugby, it's now Bath 41, Exeter 17 in the English Premiership. Saracens have just kicked off against Northampton Saints, no points in that one so far. And Scarlets now winning 24 points to 20 away to Cardiff Rugby in the United Rugby Championship. And also in the URC, it's Comedy Lions 28, Dragons 70. Don't forget, I'll have a full roundup of all the local rugby results a bit later on in the programme as well. There's just been two more goals in the Premier League. Luton have scored at Brentford. Jacob Brown on 77 minutes for the Hatters, but Brentford are still winning by 2-1. And it's now Burnley 4, Sheffield United 0. It's Luca Colioscio who has scored the Claret's 4th with 15 minutes to go there. So now we're into December. I think we could get away with playing your Christmas song, don't you?
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. Our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer, pray for.
The original and best version of Band Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas. 90 minutes to 5. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Shubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. And there's a few more goals to tell you about in the football. In the FA Cup, second round, and all at League One affair at Broadhill Way. Stevenage went in front through Jamie Reid on 69 minutes against Port Vale. But Vale won a penalty 7 minutes later. That has been converted by Funso Ojo. And so it is now one apiece in that one. A couple of goals in the Championship. Watford have taken the lead at Hull for the second time. They're now winning 2-1. Wesley Hoat for Watford in the second half there. And there's been an equaliser at the Den for Sunderland against host Millwall. They won a penalty 12 minutes from time, which has been converted by Jack Clark. And Sheffield Wednesday struggling at the bottom of the table, but they are 2-1 up against Blackburn. Marvin Johnson has gone for the Owls 12 minutes from time. And there is a big FA Cup upset currently on the cards at the Gallagher Stadium, where Maidstone United of the National League South are hosting League 2 Barrow. And Maidstone are now winning 2-1. Bhuvnesh Garung scoring for them 16 minutes from time. In the Premier League, it's now Brentford 3, Luton 1. Shandon Baptiste for Thomas Frank's team, 8 minutes from the end. And in the National League, Bromley have taken a late lead in their match against Rochdale. And the score of that goal was Olamola, 10 minutes from time. And that, I think, is that just for the moment. So I'm going to play some more music. Brand new song from Jess Glynn. And this one is called Friend of Mine.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night.
immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. Got one result from the Essex Senior League this afternoon. Match it kicked off at 2 o'clock. It finished Takeley 3, Coggeshall Town 2. There was one postponement. There's been a few postponements in the ESL, I think. Stanbury Rovers versus FC Clacton fell foul of the weather. I'll bring you any other results plus the league table a bit later on. But getting back to the matches still going on this afternoon, and what a torrid afternoon for Sheffield United at Turf Moor. Burnley are now winning 5-0 in the Premier League. Josh Brownhill scoring their fifth night, but it is from time. Canvey Ireland have pulled one back against hashtag at Lens Hammer Stadium. Connor Hubble in the 82nd minute, but the Tags are still winning by 3-1. It's going to be a nervous finish for Avely. Now, they're still winning against Farnborough in the National League South, but the deficit has been reduced. Farnborough have scored their second, 30 minutes from time, so it's now Avely 3, Farnborough 2. Cambridge United, despite being without a manager following a sacking of Mark Bodder during the week, they are on their way to the third round draw of the FA Cup. They are beating Fleetwood Town by 4-0 now at the Abbey Stadium. Gassan Ahadmi, 7 minutes from time, scoring their fourth. Birmingham, managed, of course, by Wayne Rooney, have taken a late lead against Rotherham in the Championship. I thought they had, just as I started saying that, it appears that goal has been disallowed, so it remains 0-0 at St Andrews. And also in the Scottish Premiership, Dundee and now in front late on against or at Motherwell. Zach Robinson scoring their third, 2 minutes from time. It's company Motherwell 2-3. And the FA Cup, Barnet of the National League away to League Two side Newport County have equalised a minute from time. Daniel Collins equalising for the Bees to make it one apiece there. So at the moment that's heading for a replay. Not so in the tie between Sutton United and Horsham. Horsham of the Isthmian Prem have done very well to get this far, but Sutton United currently struggling down the foot of League Two, but they're going to be in the draw for the third round. Damir Patrick scoring their third minute from time. And what an afternoon it certainly had to be for Concord Rangers. They're now 4-0 up against Lewis in the Isthmian Premier League. And Harrison Day has scored a hat-trick for the Beach Boys. He scored his third from the penalty spot 10 minutes from time. It's currently Concord 4, Lewis 0.
He's a 20th century boy, with his hands on the rails, trying not to be sick again, and holding on for tomorrow. Land that ice cracks on a seamless line.
Blur from the album Modern Life is Rubbish. That was for tomorrow. Full-time scores coming through in the football now, so go crack on with those with the time at 5-5. But lots of matches still going on in the Premier League. Wolves have scored at the Emirates. Mateus Cunha, 4 minutes from time, but Arsenal are still winning by 2-1. Sheffield Wednesday 3, Blackburn 1 now in the Championship. Josh Josh Windass has scored for Sheffield Wednesday in second half injury time to give them a 3-1 lead. And it's all fallen apart for Bramble Town this afternoon away to Brightling Sea Region. They've had Firmin Nyandu dismissed in that game, and Brightling Sea have scored late second through Kojo Apenteng to give them a 2-0 lead in the ESPN North. Also in the ESPN North, Walthamstow have scored against Bowers and Pitsy. Jordan Watson late on in that game, but Bowers are still winning 2-1. Aveley have now conceded an equaliser against Farnham in the National League South. Farnborough scoring at 4 minutes from time. Championship, Swansea have equalised against Huddersfield in the 94th minute. Charlie Patino, after Huddersfield had led since the third minute of that Championship game. All over in the FA Cup, Newport won, Barnet won. There will be a second round replay at the Hive in that one. ESPN Premier League, hashtag United 3, Canvey Island 1, the Tags continuing their fine run of form there. Millwall 1, Sunderland 1. That is the full-time score at the Den in the Championship. Full-time in the ESPN North now, it's finished Brightling Sea Region 2, Brentwood Town 0. So Brentwood's decent run of form, good form coming to an end in that one. FA Cup, Oxford United are in the hat for the third round. They've beaten Grimsby Town by 2-0 this afternoon. Plymouth Argyle have scored what might well be a late winner against Stoke City. Adam Randell in the 97th minute for the Pilgrims in that Championship game, and a late equaliser in the Scottish Premiership as well. 3-3 now between Motherwell and Dundee. 97th minute equaliser for Motherwell from Connor Wilkinson. And Sheffield United and their supporters will be relieved at the news that it's all over at Turf Moor. Burnley have beaten them by 5-0. Only Burnley's second victory of the Premier League season. And a few more scores have just this moment come through as well. We've got Birmingham 0, Rotherham 0. That's the final score at St Andrews in the Championship. Plymouth 2, Stoke 1. Now confirmed as a full-time score. Great win for Sheffield Wednesday over Blackburn. 3-1 in the Championship. It's finished third park in the Scottish Premiership. Motherwell 3, Dundee 3. And Aveley have blown it in the National League South. Farnborough has got a fourth in time added on. Salim Syed score, putting them 4-3 up. So they're going to return to Hampshire with all 3 points. All over in the National League, where it's finished, Oxford City 1, Maidenhead United 4. All over in the Premier League, Brentford 3, Luton 1. Full-time in the Championship, it's Swansea 1, Huddersfield 1. League 1, the only League 1 match this afternoon, saw a comfortable victory for Portsmouth away to Northampton Town. Just to take a very quick look at the League 1 table, that means that Pompey have gone back to the top of the table ahead of Bolton, who are in FA Cup action this afternoon, but Bolton have a game in hand on them. The playoffs are as you were: Oxford United in third, Stevenage in fourth, Peterborough in fifth, and Derby County in sixth place. In the FA Cup, Cambridge United 4, Fleetwood Town 0, that's the final score, as is Bolton 5, Harrogate 1, Peterborough through, they've beaten Doncaster 2-1, Stevenage and Port Vale will go to a replay, that finished 1-1, it's 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.